Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
6:44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. A rainy Friday morning. A little bit warmer than it has been, though. 62 degrees, feels like 56 with a little bit of breeze that's going on, but a lot of rain. Be safe, be careful, slow down. And it's going to rain until about, they're saying, maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that. The worst of it should be before noon, and then it tapers off, disappears, and then cools off. The temperature drops to 48 by 5 o'clock. And the weekend is going to be cooler than it is today. Highs tomorrow of 50, partly cloudy, so it's going to feel cooler than that. And more rain on Sunday with highs of 59. Corey Williams joins us and Claudia Anderson, both public information officers for the Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience with the Small Business Administration. Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let me ask
Good
you,
morning,
first of all, so I can direct traffic, can you all see each other? Do you know who's talking when or not?
Yes, we are actually right next to each other at our hotel.
So y'all jump in whenever you feel comfortable, answer the questions. Tell me, if you will, the whole idea behind the business recovery centers and who is eligible to apply for help and what kind of help is available.
Oh, thanks, Tommy. We appreciate it. So the business recovery centers, and we have two of them actually open and in place right now. One is actually at the Palace Cafe at 605 Canal Street, and the other one is at the New Orleans Public Library, the main library at 219 Loyola Avenue. And they're there to actually provide one-on-one assistance to businesses so that they can apply for disaster loans in order to stem the burden that they've experienced as a result of this mass casualty incident.
Who would be eligible for one of these loans? People on Bourbon Street, or does it go beyond that?
That's a great question, Tommy. So anyone in Orleans Parish actually is eligible for the loans, whether they're businesses and nonprofits. And the one thing that we always emphasize, Tommy, is that it's very important to be very proactive in this process in identifying economic injury. Although the deadline is October 3rd, 2025, so many businesses will wait until May or June or July, and they'll be like, oh, well, Corey, we've had drops in sales since January, or we had to lay off an employee in March. Those are all signs, Tommy, of economic injury. And the quicker that businesses as well as nonprofits identify that, the better. Because the good thing is that it's a 12-month deferment on all of our loans, and it's a 12-month zero interest accrual. So many businesses and nonprofits can essentially use these federal funds as even what we call a stopgap fix, where if they use the funds for the course of a year, and let's say, you know, the business sustains itself and they're able to go ahead and pay off the loan, well, because no interest accrued and because there was a 12-month deferment, essentially there's no loan.
When it comes to the fact that it's only been, 9 days, I guess we are? Yeah, 9 days away from the event. You can't prove losses, right? You have to just, how do you substantiate or how do you become eligible for one of these loans?
Well, actually, we've spoken to many businesses. We've been boots on the ground going into businesses, and many of them actually have indicated they've sustained losses, and then they can project out because it's based on this year's numbers and last year's numbers, and if they've already encountered losses, we'd like them to apply to get into the system so that they're there. And then if they don't need the loan, they don't have to take it. There's no obligation and there's no cost to apply.
I got a text here that comes in and somebody's wondering again about the terms and repayment and forgiveness.
So great question, Tommy. With this program, there's no forgiveness of the loans. However, again, as I want to reiterate, that if someone would potentially want to use this as what we would call a stopgap fix, again, they can use the funds for the course of 12 months. And, you know, again, there's zero interest accrual or no interest accrual. There's also the 12-month deferment. So if they are in a position to repay the loan within the course of a year, again, there's that almost is the essential piece of a somewhat of a grant, but it does have to be repaid, those funds, you know, the initial loan amount. But the loan can be financed over 30 years. So, we always try to present a couple of different alternatives in case someone may not want that long-term debt and they have that option to actually finance it over the 30-year period.
Somebody text
me.
Go ahead.
If I might just add, nonprofits and businesses can seek up to $2 million, and the interest rates are as low as 4% for businesses and 3.625% for nonprofit organizations.
Wait, so how do we get from that 0% to?
Well, that's once that year is over.
Oh, once the year is over, I get you.
Yes, yeah. If you end up then having a loan amount past that year, you would then have that in low interest rate.
And my next question was, if for whatever reason, I don't know what secures the loan or if it's secured by anything, people are texting and they're concerned if they can't pay it back, would they lose their business? But I guess if you structured out over 30 years, it'd be kind of hard to not pay that back. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it's amortized in order to try to keep those costs as low as possible and to make those repayment, monthly repayment
just options available for them.
So at what point, I mean, and again, just because somebody texted this in, they're concerned about losing their business. At what point, if they can't,
would the loan become secured?
Yeah.
At
what point would they ever be at risk of losing their business? Would their business have to secure the loan, is I guess what they're asking.
That's a great question. So our processing center in Fort Worth, Texas, determines the collateral that's required for the loan. So businesses can borrow up to the $25,000, Tommy, without pledging any – businesses and nonprofits can borrow up to $25,000 without pledging any collateral at all. However, once they go above the $25,000 threshold, there may be a – you know, well, there will be, you know, security required. It may not be the real estate. Keep in mind that, our processing center may actually use machinery, inventory, equipment. They may not actually use the physical real estate. It just depends on what the business has at that time.
Is there a website where people can go to find out the basics before they head down to the centers, one on Palace at the Palace Cafe on Canal Street, the other main library on Loyola?
Yes, they can go to lending.sba.gov. Again, that's lending.sba.gov. But the one thing I would really encourage anyone, that while we have these awesome customer service representatives in town, it's always probably best to meet in person just to, and have any of the questions answered, turn in supplemental documents. Just really make it easy in the application process. So I would highly encourage those to visit the Palace Cafe, 605 Canal Street, as well as the New Orleans Public Library off of Loyola.
All right, thanks a lot. Valuable information. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Michael Williamson, CEO of United Way of Southeast Louisiana, about how you can donate to the United Way's fund. 652 Traffic Now, WWL.